Chapter 3, A Message of Warning. Nashville, Tennessee, June 1904. We have a special message to bear to the world, and our medical missionaries should be exerting an influence that God will accept. Their lives should reveal the influence of the cross. A great interest should be shown by them in the extension of the Lord's work. They should feel a deep sense of grief and humiliation as they think that many of the cities which have been kept before us for the last 25 years have not yet heard the message of present truth. There are heathen, as it were, right in our borders, in our large cities. But how few have a burden of soul for these unwarned ones! How few are willing to invest their means in the work of enlightening them! Entreaties have been made, but many have listened to the counsel of men not guided by the Holy Spirit. The members of the Christian Church are designed expressly by God to live the Christ life and to diffuse the influence of the cross. When this is done as God requires, Christian missions will furnish a striking illustration of the power of the principles of Christ. The wonderful efficacy of the cross will be seen and felt. The power of the love of Christ that passeth knowledge will be revealed. The kingdom of God is founded upon infinite love, compassion, and purity. In perfect obedience is found perfect joy. Had God's people lived up to all the light they have received, standing firm in their integrity and striving with united effort to advance God's cause, thousands upon thousands would have been converted, and the message of warning would have been proclaimed to the world. Our adversaries would have been put to shame, for it would have been seen what the grace of God can accomplish. All missionary successes have been gained by consecrated effort. By God's ordained means, we can work successfully, meeting and surmounting obstacles, standing steadfastly under Christ's banner, refusing to fail or become discouraged. But often the Lord's workers relax their devoted, persevering efforts and prosperity declines. Often the door is opened to Satan's temptations, and God's Spirit is sorely grieved. Pride of heart is cherished, and self-exaltation makes the church weak and strengthless. Unreserved consecration is needed now. Every worker is to make the great medical missionary his example. Then there will be seen in his work a purity, a righteousness, that will bring success. Unless self-renunciation and entire consecration are brought into the medical missionary work, human ideas will be followed, and evil influences will come in to sway things in accordance with the purposes of the enemy. Divine enlightenment is greatly needed at this time, for the perils of the situation are very great. There are some who in the past have had a correct experience, but who have changed leaders. Not all, but many have been beguiled. There are leaders who, before God can own and accept them, must first be converted and led back to God. The beauty of His holiness is eclipsed by their unsanctified words and acts. They are strangers to God. They have no union with Him. Those leaders and teachers who refuse to follow Christ place themselves under the guidance of the evil angels. Some have already done this, and some, without severe chastisement from God, will never break the spell that is upon them. The Laodicean message must be given with all earnestness and power as a message from heaven. If it be ignored, the Lord will certainly cast away from Him those whose spiritual condition is so objectionable. Christ declares that pretentious piety is nauseating to Him. To the one so full of self-sufficiency, he says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Their works are opposed to the holy principles of God's word. My brethren and sisters, will you take heed to the word of the Lord? Will you listen to his rebuke? If after men in positions of responsibility have been warned and reproved by the Lord, they continue to follow their own way, affliction will come upon them. God chastens them, giving them opportunity after opportunity to repent. If they utterly refuse to repent and are determined to listen to the sophistries of the enemy, they are left to their own course of action and will surely perish in their sins, for God will not be trifled with. Sufficient light and evidence will be given to every soul. If men are overcome by the enemy, it will be because they have hardened their hearts, refusing to listen to the voice of God. Will men hear the word of the Lord? Or will they, through yielding to temptation, refuse to hear until it becomes impossible for them to discern between good and evil? Some of our medical men have been learning lessons that will prove to be to their eternal ruin unless they earnestly seek the Lord. They need to purify their hearts through obeying the truth. A reformation is needed in their lives. Physicians need to set the Lord ever before them, carrying the lamp of life with them wherever they go, or else Satan will use their scientific knowledge to lead them astray. The purest, most Christ-like influences must control their lives, else the enemy will lead them to believe that the end justifies the means, and they will do strange things that will make the God of heaven ashamed of them. They will sacrifice principle in order to obtain their desires, and will endeavor to bring into the work of God the methods of worldlings. When physicians do this, God says of them, "You have sold the truth, and you must reap the displeasure of heaven. Unless you change, the gates of the holy city will be closed against you. Nothing that man can do has power to sanctify an unrighteous act. If there be first a willing mind, a way to the sanctuary will be found. But those whose hearts are humble and contrite would not engage in the work that for years has been done in Battle Creek, a work of accusing and condemning the brethren and especially the ministers. It is the influence of the great deceiver that has led to this work. When men and women realize their own weakness and their entire dependence upon God, a standard of Christianity very different from that which now appears will be seen."